Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor, and I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can make the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello and welcome. I am super excited for this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I have Danette on with me today, and Danette is a wife, a mother of five, a grandmother of four, an author, speaker, coach, and serial womanpreneur. She helps coaches and service-based women business owners who are juggling the demands of a hectic schedule to stop feeling guilty about not spending time with their loved ones while growing a successful business by creating systematic strategies for their businesses, both on and offline, which results in getting more clients and increasing business profits. We love those business profits. She helps you get your SaaS on in business. And just in case you're wondering what SaaS stands for, it stands for Strategic Action Signature System in Your Business, SaaS. So welcome, Danette. Is there anything that you would like to share with our audience that I did not include in your awesome bio?
Well, you know, I think the bio speaks for itself. I like it to be short and sweet. Yes. I love reiterating over and over again what SaaS stands for. And Nadine, the reason why I chose SaaS is because, hey, women sometimes we can be a little sassy, right?
Ain't that the truth?
So I chose that and then just thought I would make it that Strategic Action Signature Systems, because I found that those are the main things that caused me to stay, paralyzed, right? I wouldn't move forward because I didn't have those systems in place. And I needed a way to be creative and have fun with it. Why not?
Yeah, awesome. I love it. You're a sassy lady.
That's right.
So I always like to start in the beginning. As we know, this podcast is all about women, faith, and business. And as entrepreneurs and business owners, we really have to take a leap of faith to start our businesses and our ventures in the world. So I always like to start in the beginning and ask, what made you take the leap of faith to start your business?
Well, to be just all the way transparent, my dad and my mom, actually, it had nothing at all to do with God at first, right? Mm-hmm. My mom, when she married my dad and they got together years ago, of course, my mom taught him business. He had no idea what business was. They opened up their first delicatessen. It was a regular store, not a bar at that time in it. And they called it Joyce, Kirkman's Corner, which was my maiden name. And then mom began to open up more places. Dad opened up more, although they didn't maintain and stay together as a unit. My father eventually opened up another location and he called it Double Exposure, which is named after my twin sister and I, Double Exposure.
Awesome.
That business right now is still going on right now, Nadine, to this day. And my dad, he's been gone 5 years.
Wow.
And our business is still going on. But as I began to grow in the realm of the Christianity walk and the, everything that you do, you should do it walking in faith. And, that whole thing, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. Because I learned as a child from my, I have two moms, I'm blessed, stepmom and a regular mom. And I don't call her step because she's been there in my life. But she always taught us, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen us.
Mm-hmm.
And she began to teach us how to relay that in every area of our life. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to relay it in every area of my life, I had to begin to learn a little bit more about the Bible. Then I started participating in things that would kind of help me know that, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I can't do it without God. How can I do this? I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to be fearful. And then my father, although growing up in life, he didn't walk the Christian walk. It was my stepmom that did. He would always be that person, Nadine, that would be there for us, talk to us, encourage, especially because here I am, his daughter, who is the risk taker. who didn't mind stepping outside of herself and, you know, getting in, owning and operating a business, he would still give me his season nuggets, not even knowing that it was biblical. So right. He would say, well, baby, you gotta have faith. And, you know, you can't talk to everybody because not everybody understands your vision. Right. He would say those things. When I got further into the actual realm of, you know, getting stuck and being afraid and wanting things to be perfect, I went back over to that awesome book called Bible, and I started looking up things about faith. I started learning more about, you know, learning things about Joyce Meyer. She helped me a whole lot. Anything that I needed to do that was business-wise, I found that if I just went to God and asked him for direction, it helped me kind of get past that spirit of perfection, because I struggled with that. You probably wouldn't think that, because I'm a person that can kind of talk on my feet, but I struggled with the spirit of perfection because I didn't want to look like I didn't know what I was talking about.
Right.
And even if I didn't know what I was talking about, I didn't want nobody to know that I didn't know. So faith for me, when it comes to business and why it's so important, is that I know out of all sincerity, when God tells me to do something, I figured out it had to be him telling me because it keeps coming up. It doesn't go away.
Right.
It doesn't go away. And if it keeps coming up, clearly he wants me to do it. So since you want me to do it, God, you got to help me. Because this thing right here is rough and I'm trying to do this and I don't have anybody to help me. I didn't have the money to do stuff. So how the heck was I going to? How was I going to do this without his help? So, you know, walking it out.
Faith, yeah, definitely.
Dead, and just kind of staying in that realm of he can make it perfect, not me.
Right.
You know, yeah. And if and if I let people see the real me, those are the people that I can really help because they're just like me, regular women that may be a mompreneur or a wifepreneur. You know, I love that.
Yes. So I love your story. I love the fact that, you know, your leap of faith to start your business really started from seeing and watching your parents. You know, a lot of people don't have that as a role model and seeing their parents and as entrepreneurs and business owners and seeing both your mother and your father, even when they weren't together, being entrepreneurial and having that entrepreneurial spirit, which led you to be able to take a leap of faith. And because of your strong faith, to want to start your own business. So I think that is awesome. Now, as business owners and entrepreneurs, we definitely have ups and downs. You know, it's not a perfect journey. It's not this great success, road to success. It definitely has ups and downs, and we have challenges and times where we have to pivot and make changes. So I would love for you to share a time in your business, or, you know, a couple of times where you've had to make some type of pivots and change when it comes to your business, some major ones that's happened to you.
Well, I'm not sure if you know, if you're aware. I mean, I've been in business, Nadine, probably a good 25 years total from all the many different, if you look at my big broad bio where I talk about I am a serial womanpreneur, right? Because I've done this thing for a while. One of my pivots that I had to do when I ran my concierge and errand business, when Katrina hit, I was given the opportunity to have my business downtown Atlanta in the Marriott Marquis. And when I went inside of the location that I had for $200 a month, which was a $2,000 a month spot, I was really given that opportunity where I had to step in and take, you know, full advantage of that opportunity. When Katrina hit, we had to move out of that location. That meant I had to move my business back in the house. Talk about pivoting, right? At that time, running a concierge and errand business, I was not only providing grocery shopping services, regular services where we would go and shop for, you know, clothing for consultants, stocking the break rooms of corporate accounts and consulting firms. I had drivers. I had shoppers. I had it all. It was just given to me, but I didn't even know how I got into it. But I was good with organizing. I had calls coming into my place, someone else's place. When Katrina hit, And Atlanta had to take on all of the hotel type services for New Orleans. We all had to move. We were forced out of our retail locations and we had to go back in home, right? Okay. And so to have to pivot from having an on-site location, going back inside, trying to figure out how was I going to pivot things to go from face-to-face to online, I was even addressed with that before COVID. How are you going to have some systems in place? What are you going to do? How are you going to take these orders? Right. You know, how are you going to make sure that you still respond in a timely fashion? How are you going to deal with your employees? Are you going to have them come into your house? What are you going to do? Right. So then I started researching. I started finding out about all these HQ global places and setting up a different address that was different than my home address. I mean, these were all these different problems that occurred that I could not let anybody know, especially the corporate accounts. The bulk of my accounts were corporate accounts. I couldn't tell them, in my opinion at the time, that I was operating a home-based business, right?
Right.
Because would they trust me?
Right.
You know, will they trust giving me their credit cards, you know, of which we had to use credit card authorization forms back then, right? Mm-hmm. All these different things. So the big pivoting point, again, came down to me having to get my systems in order. Mm-hmm. I found out that a lot of my pain points, Nadine, had a heck of a lot to do with the fact that I lacked systems. You know, now having those systems in place allowed me to pivot a lot more easier. It allowed me some recovery time. I'm not saying that I didn't go through, you know, some pain points of trying to figure out this and, oh, I would go here and shop and this person's credit card didn't go through. What am I going to do? So I had to put these checkpoints in place. I even had to deal with chargebacks because you had customers who, well, administrative assistants who quit. Now a new one came on. They didn't know what that bill was for, yet we were stocking their break rooms and they were doing chargebacks.
Right.
So money was coming out of your bank account that you had already had in there. And now that stopped because at that time I was still very much a newbie in that industry, in that sense of shopping. And I was using authorization forms where I was shopping directly from their funds. And then we would re-up on their account, so I never touched my money.
Right.
It still came down to systems, though.
Right.
And having those systems in place helped me for even right now with COVID.
Yeah.
Right now, because I had adjusted it.
Yeah, and I think that's a lesson that a lot of people are learning right now and having to pivot in 2020 as we record this because of everything that's going on with COVID and the pandemic and having to pivot their business and learning the importance of systems and using systems. And sometimes those pain points are what allows you to start a whole business. You know, your whole business is about the importance of systems. So sometimes those pain points really help us to pivot in our business to something that we can help other people with, because we've had that initial pain. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I really love about you is, you know, obviously you're a woman of faith. And one of the things that you really do is you don't shy away from talking about faith on your business platform. And of course, when it comes to the podcast, we're talking women of faith in business, but not just women of faith in business, but women of faith in business that actually are brave enough and bold enough to talk about their faith on their platform. So I'd love for you to share with our audience, you know, what made you make that decision that you were going to actually talk about your faith on your business platform?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, I think it was just that burning desire and that tap on my shoulder constantly, in my opinion. I found that even in my journey of podcasting, when I was running my podcast the years that I did, I found that it was very easy for me to say, well, you know what, you know, when the Lord says. And so I found myself saying to people, if you have a problem with me talking about God, then this show is not going to be the environment for you. If you have a problem with me saying, well, it seems like you're struggling, especially on the coaching side. Now on the Let's Talk Strategy side, when I'm coaching and training or mentoring other women in business, I found that a lot of times, sometimes a woosah moment came when she's under pressure and she's not understanding, she's not comprehending, or she's having that mental block and needing a mindset shift.
Right.
Maybe I might need to say, hey, you know, if it's okay with you, can we pray about this?
Right.
And, you know, some people have issues with it. But I found that for me, most don't. You know, I may have only had one or two challenges back in the day where people said, well, I don't see how you can mix faith with business. And, you know, and I would tell them, I said, you know, running a business, we have so many uncertainties, right? We are clueless about how things are going to go. And as a matter of fact, no matter how many systems you put in place, no matter how many strategies, no matter what you do, you can have it all together. And in a blink of an eye, a snap of a finger, everything can be gone and has nothing at all to do with you. It could be, again, something as simple as what? COVID. You're used to a brick and mortar, people coming into your facility. Now, all of a sudden, you're mandated by the government that you have to shut down and nobody can come in.
Right.
So for me, understanding that no matter what I do, because, you know, writing a vision and making it plain, again, is biblical. I found myself using that all the time on my radio show. Well, you know, in order for you to know what you need to do, you need to write it down so you can clearly see it, right? You know, people can understand it when they're writing a business plan and the banker is telling you, you got to come and bring the paperwork to the bank. How come they can't understand that in order for you to know the necessary steps you need to make, you need to write it down, one, so you can see it clearly, Nadine. But then secondly, if I needed to call Nadine and ask her for help, if I don't have it written down, I don't know what I'm coming to Nadine with so that I can get the help. So if it's written down, I can see it and I can do what? I can consult somebody else that's been in this journey who has the wisdom that can help me.
Right. You know, so definitely.
I can't shy away from it, girl.
Yeah, I think like you said, the lady that told you, how can you mix faith and business? I would answer by saying, how can you not? You're asking how can you, but it's really how can you not? Because it's such a core of who you are. And to not show up with a missing piece of yourself, it's almost showing up without your arm, right? Or showing up without your eye. It's a part of who you are. So it's going to be on your platform and you're going to speak about it. So one of the things I love to talk about is people's faith journey, because people always come to become believers and their faith journey is very different. So I'd love to hear about your faith journey and how you became a believer of Jesus Christ.
Well, this all started back when I think I was like 14 or 15.
Okay.
I'm really truly blessed. Even as a 5 and 6 year old, my grandmother kept us at church, even though we didn't see it in the household per se, right? And being a product of a mom who was divorced, dad and mom divorced, and I speak that openly a lot of times, you know, with people. Because I use it as a way to help her, she, you know, my target audience or ideal client, that woman or mompreneur, know that if I can do it, you can do it, right? So growing up at a young age and my grandmother making sure that we went to vacation Bible school, right? And then getting involved with my stepmom, who also was a woman of faith. And because she always used this, that scripture, you know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. When my twin sister and I ran track, that's what we would have in our mind. That's what we used when we were running those miles, because we were, you know, 2 mile and 1 mile runners. We weren't the ones that were running the fast hundreds and all of that. So that came, that was done and over with fast.
Right.
We had to be out there for the longevity. We had to do that around and around and around. What do you do when you really want to give up, but everybody's looking and you want to win? So that was a thing that I always had in my mind. I always reminded myself of that. So that was faith. That was faith in my life. And then when I decided I wanted to have my own businesses, the many that I had, all I could do was fall back on that scripture. You know, Lord, I can do all things through you that strengthen me. Then I graduated from that scripture. Okay, Father, well, what should I do? Because even growing up, I heard about it. And my faith walk was really given to me by my mom's testimony. It wasn't Danette's testimony, right? You know, I had no idea of knowing what it was really about. So when I started, you know, getting more into the word and learning more about the Bible and how it was okay and how the Bible talks about business all day long, Nadine. You know, yeah, Psalms, definitely. Being a Psalms 91 woman and telling you about preparing for different things. I was like, wow, God is all about business. He's about business owning and entrepreneurship. Well, shoot, I might as well ask him.
Right, definitely. Yeah, so I love your faith journey starting from 13 and 14, but also that the women in your life impacted you, whether it's your mother, your stepmother, the scriptures that they gave you. And then, of course, you getting close to certain scriptures was a part of your faith journey and becoming a believer and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. So that's awesome. So I always like to ask, how would you define the power of faith? What would you say the power of faith is?
Well, in my honest opinion, the power of faith is really, really moving forward, especially as a business owner. You've written a vision down, so that means it's plain where you can see it. Now, when you get ready to implement, you still don't know what to expect on the other side. So the power of faith will allow me to trust that that I took the time to plan, because I planned it out and I submitted back to him, he's giving me the strength and the power to move forward with it. To me, that's my definition of it, because I can't move forward not submitting that or relinquishing that unknown to him, right? Every day that we get up and we run our business, every day that we get up, if some days we fall, we don't have the plan, we don't know what it is we want to do, you know, Lord, I submitted to this. I even told someone I was going to do this. Right now, I'm all over the place. The kids are screaming and yelling. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. Lord, I'm going to trust you. And I'm operating your power, because that's the only way I can do it. That's the only way I can do it. The power of faith and knowing that it is in his will, his power. And because as long as I submitted it to him,
yeah, it's so important. Yeah, submitting to his will is so important to have the power of faith. So I love that definition that you gave. So you know, this podcast is all about women, faith, plus business. So the next question I want to ask is, how would you define the power of business?
Well, when you think about business, business should be done, one, with integrity, and being a Christian and a woman of faith, your business needs to be ran with integrity. Even when you make mistakes, and boy, I've made some mistakes. I'm sure you have as a business owner. What do you do when you promise something and you didn't deliver it, right? What do you do when you had all intentions to move forward with something, you showed up to do it, but something else got in the way and caused an issue? How do you recover from that, right? So in business, I still cannot disconnect the dots, because I have to go, I need to pick the phone up, I need to call this person, and I just need to be honest, because business is full, in my opinion, it should be full of integrity, and it should be full of honesty. If you can't be honest in the direction you're going in, if you can't tell the person, hey, even when you go through your, what do you call it? For us, we as coaches and mentors, we may have what we call intake forms. We get a chance, we interview people, we see if they're the fit, right? Like for your mastermind group, not everyone is the fit for your mastermind group. This is still business. God is calling Nadine, God is calling Danette to still operate with integrity and with a spirit of excellence. Not that we are going to be perfect, right? But it's still that spirit of excellence that we need so that we can move forward in it. So the power of business is doing it with integrity, doing it with a spirit of excellence, surrendering anything that's out of our control back to God. And then, of course, fruit will come out of that, in my opinion. You know, he calls us to be fruitful and multiply, even in our business, not just in birthing children, right?
Yeah, I love that. It's just definitely all about excellence, you know, being in excellence in the marketplace and operating in honesty and integrity is key. And that's the power of the business, you know, and being a Christian business owner is making sure that we're living unto those standards. So this has been a great conversation, Danette. Thank you so much for sharing with us on Faith Plus Business, Women of Faith in Business. Now, if somebody would like to get to know you a little bit better and how you can help them, what would be the best way that they can connect with you?
Well, they can always connect with me on my website, letstalkstrategies.com. I think it speaks for itself. I love the terminology strategies. When I switched from the concierge business to the coaching and consulting and training and all of that, God gave me strategic things. So Let's Talk Strategies definitely came from him. So I tend to like for people to go there because it is my touch point. I also enjoy communicating and hanging out with people on the social sphere. Right now I'm really enjoying Instagram. Yes, I am out on Facebook as well. On Facebook, I'm Let's Talk Strategies is my business page. On Instagram, I'm the Strategy Lady. Right. That's who I am. So at the Strategy Lady. And you can find me on Pinterest at Let's Talk Strategies, along with LinkedIn. Those are those places that I love communicating. Just be on the lookout because I'm always willing and able and excited about sharing strategies that'll take, help her go to the next level.
Yeah, so Let's Talk Strategies. Definitely check out her website, check out her social media. And I know you're also on Twitter too, because I definitely see you posting on Twitter too. So whether it's Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, definitely be sure to check out Danette with Let's Talk Strategies. Thanks so much for joining us.
This was so awesome. Thanks so much for the opportunity, Nadine.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episodes or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover three powerful ways to attract your ideal clients so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 31996.